Did you drive a buggy when you were a boy?
Yeah.
How far have you gone in one of those?
Oh, we'd go maybe 15, 20 miles.
Did you drive it?
Well, I'd go with the folks, but then I have drove, say, town or 5 or 6 miles. Yeah, us kids used to drive town. And what I had reference to would go down to visit the kin folks, you know. We'd go in a buggy or a carriage, the whole family, you know.
Boy, I bet that was the day when you got to drive.
We used to go to church that way.
When you went to a dance or something, what did your folks do? Did they just put blankets in the wagon box?
Yeah, just put it in the wagon. We just sleep like Bill's doing there out there, only ours is open.
Yeah, sleep like a log, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, just pile in quilts and go by and pick up some of the neighbors and go at night. It'd just be darker than the devil, you know. Somehow they could see to drive them horses. Have an old lantern you'd light when you get home to unhook.
Oh, those stinking old kerosene lanterns. Oh, when a woman has a dress made, another woman may come in and check the seams and this and that and the other thing and take some measurements. You say she's having the dress
altered
or
made, or
well, is that ever called fit or
well fitted? Yeah, if it'd be fitting to start with, if you change it, be altered.
If somebody took a team out and put a chain on a log and then moved the log from one side of a field to the other, and somebody said, "What are they doing with that log?" You'd say they're
pulling it.
And if somebody said, "How did they get that from one side of the log or the field to the other?" You'd say they
drug it.
If somebody has old gravel in a truck, you say he's doing what with gravel?
Hauling the gravel.
If you take a bath, let's say, and Jessie is here and you've forgotten to bring your clothes in and you ask her to bring them, she pokes them in the door, what would she say?
She says, "Here's your clothes."
If somebody's talking about going someplace and he doesn't mention you, what might you ask him? Let's say you want to go someplace and somebody's giving a list of names and you don't hear the end of it, and you want to know if you're going to go too. So what would you say to him?
Well, am I going or am I one of those? Or?
If something has happened, let's say it wasn't you who did this, and somebody says to you, "Did you do it?" What would you say?
I said, "No, I didn't have nothing to do with it."
Oh, I asked you about a ditch beside the road. What did you say you called these things?
Well, they're bar ditches or drain ditches.
If you see a boy out in the field and he reaches down and picks something up like that and goes like that,
throwing clods.
What would you say he'd done?
Throw the clod.
And let's say he's out at the pond and you see it bounce over on the other bank and somebody says, "Did that fall in the pond? Did that only go only part way across?" You say, "No, it went
clear across."